Okay, you guys, this is so, so important.
No, this is huge.
This is huge for us. Pat and I are doing our first ever live show of Seek Treatment in Brooklyn, New York, baby.
TV's Brooklyn.
We're so happy to be part of the Brooklyn Comedy Festival, and we are going to be doing a live episode with an incredible guest that I cannot yet reveal on Friday, September 21st, 2018, at 9:30 p.m. Brooklyn Bazaar, which is in Greenpoint. It's a really cool venue. They have this restaurant next to the theater that has like amazing fried chicken, so you guys should definitely go check that out before or after the pod.
Like whenever you want. And it's going to be so special for you guys to actually be able to see us and our kind of body chemistries with each other while we do the pod app.
I'm going to wear a tube top. We might hook up. It's going to be fun.
I am going to reveal that I'm absolutely flirting with the idea of wearing a tank.
Okay, cool.
I mean, yeah, while I still can.
You guys, please come to the live show. Run, don't walk to get your tickets at bkcomedyfestival.com.
Don't come crying to me when they're sold out, bitch.
Because you know it's gonna, honey.
Forever. Dog. Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat
and Pat,
and this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love. Okay, I need to say, I already feel what?
I can't hear.
Okay, well, listen. Okay. Try listening. Okay, hot producer Joe is sort of like knobbing the duties.
Oh my God, look how good he is in his hands.
He's flipping.
I feel insane.
Fucking crazy already. And I know every episode I say this, but I do feel crazy right now.
But you woke up so early, I feel like.
I know.
I wake up. I have a text from Kat at 6:55 a.m.
Psychotic to text you at 6:55 a.m.
I was like, sure.
I was going through my Insta DMs and being like, what plans did I make while I was drunk that I'm going to forget about?
I feel...
What?
Amongst the saddest I've ever felt.
Wait, right now?
I don't know.
Because I told you you smelled like piss when I walked in.
No, you said something smelled like piss, and I confidently said it wasn't me. And then you smelled me and you said it wasn't me.
I was being kind.
No, you were not.
No.
Actually, don't even go there because this is going to be a libel where people think I smell like piss.
You don't. You actually smell good all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel.
What?
I don't know. I just like took a $22 Uber here.
I'm like, I took a $17 Uber, and I live on the same fucking street as the recording studio.
What the fuck?
I literally live on this street.
My fucking spending. If I have money, I will immediately spend it with no regards for tomorrow.
Do you know what I already know? I'm already taking 4 other Ubers today. I like just know I'm not in a place where I can get on the train.
Trains are backup plans. It's like planning to fail. It's like you just have to take an Uber and be like, I'll book tomorrow.
If you ask me to come to Greenpoint, it's like, okay, there goes $45. And that's cool.
Anyways, wait, what's going on with you? I feel like you were gonna say something and I interrupted.
You've never done that before.
I know.
I don't know. I got everyone coffee, which was cool of me.
Yeah, that was cool of you.
I think, wait, what was I thinking about on the car? On the car. I was riding on the roof of the car here. I feel like let's just bring in the goose because the energy is already electric and they're tittering.
I know.
Tattering.
So I'm so excited. This is our first kind of.
I'm addicted to these
group
people.
Group sesh.
We have a duo.
We have a duo here.
And I do wonder if they're offended that I asked them as a duo, or we'll kind of get into that.
And we've already said so many times in the 6 minutes we've been here that we've already had to shout save it for the pod.
We've been saying the funniest fucking stuff
If you think the podcast is funny, you should hear me right before the podcast. It's like joke. It's so fucking crazy.
You know what? You did my show on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Cabaret Club Coming. Everyone was really good. And I was like, I had this really sad thought where I was like, why is everyone so good right now? And it's like, oh, they write jokes.
I know.
What if I tried to think of something
in advance? Okay, this is why I feel shitty.
Okay.
I feel so.
Sorry, the guests.
We're going to bring the guests.
They're levitating off their chairs.
We're going to bring the guests.
What were you? Why do you feel
shitty? I feel less funny than I've ever felt in my entire life. At Cab, I was literally like the third funniest gay. And then I was like, okay, cool. I guess I'm third in one show. That means I'm probably like not even the top 200 in New York. And then
you're definitely in the top 200 gays of New York.
I would hope I'm at least in the top
200. When it comes to stand-up comedy.
And then also,
You were, but you know, you
I had to send a video. I had to send a stand-up video to someone recently, and I was like going through all my videos, and I was like, bad. This sucks. Like, oh,
that's
wow,
crazy,
why is this online?
You're so funny, and I'm not going to do this here.
Okay, whatever. Let's bring the guests in.
Okay, you know them as the Fashion Art Comedy Collective Electric Pop-Up Store Duo Forever Talk Hole, Stephen Phillips Horst and Eric Schwartau. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you literally so much for having us. This is a dream.
It's my pleasure because I saw you guys this weekend and I had the absolute best time at that shit diner.
Oh my God.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the show.
That wasn't the highlight. The highlight was the diner that was so bad.
Hole in the wall diner. You know I love food adventures.
Yeah. I'll eat anything. I'll eat like literal like dirt off the ground. And this was inedible.
What was the like vibe of the diner?
The vibe of the diner was like, imagine ketchup, but it's like weirdly caffeinated.
Okay. I'm into it.
And like carbonated.
That's
what I mean by caffeinated, but also caffeinated.
I don't know that you guys were inside of a diner. I think that you were,
because you don't picture us inside of diners.
We don't
like
fit.
So she
no.
That's why it's
too
interesting.
We're caffeinated too big for diners.
Caffeinated ketchup.
Let's go with carbonated.
It was ketchup that had expired.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand now. I think you're in a diner.
If you're kind of getting the mood, and it was in Bushwick, and we were kind of wandering through.
We walked for 36 hours to get to the diner.
And then the place you wanted to go had actually shut down.
Which is really cool. I was like, I know this great noodle spot. It's completely abandoned building.
But that's what's cool about you is because you're not like always hanging around Bushwick like some hanger-on, you know?
No, I actually am in a part in my life where I'm completely done with North Brooklyn. And I think that's big.
Wow.
Yeah, I've moved on. I'm a park bitch.
That's very self-actualized. I think if you're always hanging around Bushwick, seek treatment.
Yeah, I think the second you enter into a stable relationship in Williamsburg, you have to go to South Brooklyn.
Well, that's if you're entering into a stable relationship in Williamsburg, then you have just like
seek treatment.
Thousands of dollars, that like a month in income. You know what
you
I mean?
Have
like,
thousands of dollars.
I feel like that was a very small amount of money, and I take them back. You know what I mean?
You like, have like
you're
a
very wealthy.
Dollars?
You're like a thousandaire. Like
I have a friend who has hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
I am very much like still sticking to my guns in like a North Brooklyn way and kind of looking down at South Brooklyn, both literally and figuratively, as just like this sort of cis hat normative space, like bowl of strollers, and I'm like, fuck you, stroller mafia. Like I'm gonna be cool and young and wear shorts.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I am right now.
Where are you living right
literally
now?
Literally.
Like, are you okay? You look like everyone's little brother.
That's always how I look.
Okay.
And I right now, this month, I'm living in South Brooklyn, Crown Heights.
Wait, and we haven't even addressed this? You live in my neighborhood?
We fully have had full conversations about this, but I...
Okay, drag me.
But I am missing, I like North Williamsburg. I think I'm like, not necessarily... Actually, I just lived in Bushwick and I liked it. Now I like Williamsburg, Disney World.
Wait, was I telling you guys this? That I literally want to live above the T-Mobile store between the Whole Foods and the Equinox on Bedford. Was I talking about that with you?
No, you didn't mention that sort of dreamscape to me.
That's literally eventually where I'll end up.
No, when we get rich, we're going to live in West Bell.
You want to be able to not leave a building all day.
Pretty much. I want to live in a mall.
I feel insanely attacked because I think I'm the only one who actually lives in Bushwick proper.
Oh, wow.
No, I just lived there for 2 months.
And you're a community.
I'm DeKalb Bell, also M. Knickerbocker.
You're a community leader
when
as well.
Someone says they live on the J. It's like... That doesn't count.
I know.
Right.
Like, what is the J?
What is the J? Can you speak to
you
that?
You disagree?
I mean, as an M girl and an L girl, like, right. I semi-agree, okay. But I also understand, like, the plight of the J and just, like, what it means to be a J girl.
I hope all our global fans across the world are appreciating
this hyper-local.
I mean, J is it's the downtown Chinatown to Bushwick train, you know?
Okay,
it's how you get there.
I'm not cool.
Okay,
yeah. I would say J is like height of cool.
I matched on Raya with someone with face tattoos and I'm like, I'm not cool enough for this.
Right. Do you like a face tattoo?
That's like his whole thing.
I literally my whole thing.
You like invented that.
I'm very into the sort of pale, touted look. I like guys who have get tattoos from like the same person who gives tattoos that like I have tattoos from. Like it's like a tribal connected thing. Yes, it's a connection. I like anyone who looks like they're gonna beat me up. I feel like maybe you relate to that a little bit.
For sure.
Wait, last night I met these people who were like, I write poems and give stick and pokes in the park, and then I invited myself to dinner at their commune in Crown Heights.
Did you go?
No, I literally was like, do you guys ever do dinners?
If you're someone who could like make friends with a stranger, I'm just like,
I don't know. I was like high off of like absolutely slaying at a show.
Oh, cool.
I need to take it back. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that it is Fashion Week and that you guys are my fashion friends and that we went to a show.
Correct.
And that you've been to many other shows and I want to hear about that.
Well, wow. I will say this. So you did quote me anonymously in this gorgeous piece that you wrote for Elle Magazine.
Thank you, reporter
Catherine Cohen. And I believe the quote was, my friend walked up to me and said, literally, what are you doing here?
Which is kind of what happened.
That's verbatim what I said. And yeah. I was like shocked. I was like, literally, what are you doing?
What did you think
here?
When you saw me outside the show?
It was a mistake.
Wow. Amazing.
I thought, Steven also invited Kat to the show.
Yeah.
Well, you had kind of been desperately begging me for invites to fashion shows all week.
I feel so depressed and sad when I'm like, see Fashion Week happening. Right. FOMO. No invites, you know?
But also, like, if you have FOMO, seek treatment.
Right.
Is it okay if a guest says seek
treatment? Oh, wait,
that's what I was actually
wondering. Sure if that was like, you guys were the arbiter. You're in your little kind of voice chairs and you turn around when someone needs treatment.
Because
I'm not here to step on toes. I'm not here to ruffle feathers.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's my God. I can't believe you guys even thought that. No, we'd love that.
That's the exact opposite of the energy we want to create here. We want to create a home space, a space where everyone feels safe to tell anyone.
To use our catchphrases.
To
use our catchphrases.
Souk truth.
Souk truth.
Okay.
So you were saying...
I was saying, I saw you at, you looked amazing. You actually did look super cute in this super like, whoops, I just rolled out of bed and put on my most fashionable thing.
Drag, which is hell.
That's actually like really cool because that looks like you didn't spend all day like putting together this little pathetic, desperate outfit.
Like, I feel like growing up, you always read in magazines, it's like, if you're meeting your fashion friends, don't try, wear black.
Yes.
But I'm not really into wearing black, but I did wear something simple.
Wait, are you guys like fully like fashion followers? Like you like follow fashion?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I wasn't sure the way we were talking
about
this.
You're aware.
Steven is more fashion forward.
I'm more fashion forward. I'm kind of a renegade. I'm kind of avant. Some people might see me as an ingenue. That's been a word that's been thrown around before.
Tossed around.
Obviously like I have like the perfect quote body or whatever, but it's like that's not like, that's a big part of my work, but it's not necessarily how I identify first and foremost. I wouldn't say just like, fashionista.
Okay, cool.
But yes, I do care about clothes. And yes, actually, like, you did introduce me to Urban Outfitters.
What do you mean?
We were at a show, like, Union Hall.
And I was obviously screaming about
Urban
Outfitters.
You were screaming about Urban Outfitters because I think you're an ambassador.
They have great stuff.
She's a Barker for Urban.
Barker in Times Square.
I'm flipping that sign. The Bryant Park location.
And you were like, Stephen and I, like, go to Urban every week. And we never leave empty-handed.
Yeah, it's true.
And then, like, I started to kind of, like, turn my radar back to Urban, where I was very much focused in high school. But I've, like... I kind of moved off of that and like was more into thrifting and link design or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now I'm back in this urban space and I'm literally just starting to feel head to toe, left and right, urbanista.
Wow. I got to go to Urban. I got to buy clothes. I'm currently wearing.
We need to queer eye you so bad.
I know. I said before that me and Eric were saying we're going to queer eye Catherine's boyfriend. Catherine's boyfriend needs to queer eye me.
Exactly.
Not need to be queer eyed.
Exactly. That's what I said.
That's what we both said.
And then I screamed at Pat, my boyfriend's hotter than you.
Yeah, she did. Catherine also said this. We were talking about my career, and she was like, yeah, it's hard when you're just a personality.
Oh, my God. I meant it as a compliment.
She meant it as a compliment.
You said that about him?
He is a personality.
We were talking about getting, like, a money job, and I was asking Eric if he could get me a job at his job.
I was like, you don't have, like, skills.
I don't have skills.
I thought you meant that, like, it's not about the look or whatever. That's how I took that comment. I was offended for you.
No, he's hot.
I'm hot.
But I'm curious, you guys, as fashionistas, like, what...
What would you do?
Pat wear? Like,
we should
I don't
make
even
content
know what
where you guys
is.
Take me somewhere and like invent me.
But first, how would you each describe your personal style? Because it's very distinct.
Kind of like Japanese business. <End of sentence>.
Kind of like a 10-minute pronunciation of Japanese.
Yeah, no, it's like taking a long time to be Japanese.
Okay, that's what you're going for?
Yeah.
And you have a very distinct
look. I would say very kind of stern, athletic.
Mm-hmm. I would say golf dad is how I describe it.
Okay, style. Dad.
I feel like you do...
But it's golf dad, but make it goth.
Right. I mean, I'm not never getting the golf identified as golf.
It's always
I mean,
black.
I am in all black.
You do... I feel like you do... I've seen you do like ironic athleisure, or is there earnest athleisure?
It's very earnest. I biked here.
Cool.
He bikes everywhere.
Okay, cool.
I biked here.
How many years have you been biking?
Oh my God.
Cycling. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I think you typically learn when you're like 5 or 6 with your parents.
In the city.
Someone once told me that if you bike everywhere you go, you get like a really, really good ass.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I mean,
I know nothing about that.
Someone told me this crazy, like, quick tip, life hack.
Sorry.
My ass is bad right now. I haven't worked out in, like, weeks. I've been going out a lot.
Everyone go around and say, like, what your deal is with your ass.
Okay,
right
no,
now.
No, no,
so
no.
Let's have a theme. Oh, sorry.
We should do Are You Hot Today?
Okay. But a special focus.
Okay, a special focus on the ass. Steven hit it.
Well, no. First of all, to answer your first question, Are You Hot Today? I'm going to go with not yet.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Because of the time of day. And that's one thing that I would ask the two of you to souk treatment for is sort of having a podcast this early in
the day. It's 10 a.m.
And I know that a podcast is supposed to take place in this like surrealist world that's mm-hmm. like not, doesn't exist.
I don't think
time,
you should have to set an alarm for a podcast.
Thank you.
That is just so true.
I mean, wow. Come on.
That's amazing. Like, I agree. I was like, why the fuck am I waking up right now?
Why
I was
do
like,
we do it at this time? We just...
Because I say it with me.
A photo shoot.
Yeah, they're nice to have nondescript photo shoots every Friday.
People reach out to me because I'm gorgeous and they want to take my photo and I say yes.
People don't reach out for me for
That's
photo
because
shoots.
You need
they don't reach
clothes.
Out for you.
They don't reach out for
you. They don't
me.
Reach out and grab you on the street.
It's like just sort of hands.
We're going to get back to Steven's. I just want to do a one really quick seek treatment. You know, it's like a famous thing. Like when there's just like a rando girl like on the street like trying to like be a model for her friend taking pictures and it's like you have to like walk through them and feel weird. It's like seek treatment.
No,
like,
I encourage that.
No, I
love those girls so much no. and they're turning. And they're always in just like boots.
I they're always like with a flannel around their waist.
Yes.
Like. I'm always like, this isn't gonna be it. Like, this isn't gonna be how it happens.
Have you
for
ever
you.
Been to like a winery, like just no. in the middle of the day?
No.
Or maybe like a vineyard or something. Or,
no.
And you'll see like a guy, like a cheesy guy in like glasses and like, you mm-hmm. know, really shiny shirt buttoned one button. And he's taking all these photos of his girlfriend. She's clearly making him take like 800 pictures. But the backdrop that they've chosen is like the weirdest, least compelling backdrop in the whole space. Like there'll be like gorgeous mountains or like a waterfall. Sorry, is this like too specific?
Furious.
Or relatable?
I'm furious.
And like they're just doing it in front of like a weird shrub or like the end of a fence
yeah,
or something.
That,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Totally checks out.
Okay, sorry, does that track?
That feeling when the couple at the winery doesn't know what backdrop to use.
My face when the couple at the winery
oh my
doesn't
God.
Know the backdrop.
Thank you. So I hope that answers your quest.
Wait, yeah. So sorry. So you for do you feel
oh,
hot?
Wait,
it's
hot.
Early.
So well, it's
and
early.
How's your
so
ass?
My the thing is, it's like my face is still puffy, and it's like the schedule that my face is on. It doesn't really get like. You know, angular until mm-hmm. like gallery hours. So I would say like six to eight.
God.
And like that's when it really starts to come into its own. But like at this moment in the day, we are still sort of puffed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a concern to me. To my ass to speak to it. You've been asking about it. It's on everyone's lips. It is famously wide and flat and pale. Some would even say Victorian.
That's what I say.
I say pancake, right?
Yes.
Now wow. I want to see it yeah. after
flat,
the show.
Flat
and I've asked you before to stop slapping my ass because you make it flatter. Every time that you do it.
Whoa.
Not Steven. That you've ever slapped my ass, but just in like a friendly way. You know, how guys
right.
do in the locker room, which I'm sure you do because you're wearing gym clothes.
This is a total locker room vibe right now.
So yeah.
Like a couple of girls kicking back
shirtless.
In the locker room.
Yeah.
I'm shirtless. I'm topless. Eric, do you feel hot today?
I realize I've not looked in a mirror. I have no idea.
Wow. Deep. He's deep.
No, I mean, I just had
the
to
lie
run
that
out
just
the door.
Jumped out.
The lie?
Yeah.
I want to let you guys know they're both like really handsome.
Mm-hmm.
So they
Thank
don't need
you.
Mirrors.
I was just, yeah, I was kind of, I needed
you
someone to say
that.
That. Yeah. My mirror is your compliment.
And how's your ass?
How's your ass?
And sir, how's your ass?
I mean,
hey.
People do like it.
Are you known for your ass in the community?
I have, well, I am, though someone commented on Insta where my ass was displayed and said, no ass in sight. And
Fuck
and
that.
That was the exception that proves the rule. That's the only negative
yeah.
neg you've ever had about
Wait, was
your
it a, right. Was it a random?
I mean, it was a random comment to make.
But it wasn't a rando.
No.
Person. Wasn't that from that person yes. that we're friends with who's constantly dragging us in random
and
ways?
You know what?
Oh my God.
It's wow. fine. We're over it. I'm over it. I no actually forgot sight. About that comment.
Angelica?
Yes.
It's Angelica.
Fuck Angelica.
But honestly, like, she's insecure and that's her thing. And, like, that's cool. And, like, I respect the fact that she needs to, like, get that out.
Totally.
No, and I don't read the comments either, so it's
same.
Fine.
Don't read the comments.
Yeah, I never read the comments.
If I learn
four comments on my Instagram, I never look at them.
I don't screenshot them and send them to everyone I've ever met.
You know what's so sad when you get all likes and no comments on your Insta?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Because then it feels like it's everyone feels
obligatory.
Bad for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yes. They're just like, well, she needed the like. It's I guess sad. I'll throw it. Like,
okay, you
but the content
the
isn't engaging.
Because yeah. what you want is engagement. Yeah.
yeah
I want to have a conversation.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at a point in my life where some of my crushes are actively trying not to like my photos. And I can feel them being like, not this one.
Yeah, me too.
Well, and I think that's cool.
That's yeah. fucking cool. That's
that means
hot.
They're upset.
If you, actually, into you.
If yeah. you don't like my photo, it literally means you're actually into me.
Well, wait, let me... let me riddle thou this.
Yeah.
Do they like the non-selfies?
The non-selfies.
Because that's a telltale sign of like an intellectual crush.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
Because they're faving around the selfies because they're just like, they don't want to be like so nominal and thirsty. And
I like that.
I'm from Brazil, like heart face. Like, right. oh, they I don't want to
I don't
like,
post photos of, that aren't of me.
Interesting.
But can I
you,
say something?
Can I, well, can I actually give you some
oh,
advice?
Cool. You need to seek treatment.
You do need to seek treatment. Mm-hmm. And I think you need to occasionally do a non-selfie.
I think
to
you're
sort
right.
of build up anticipation for the next selfie.
You're right. Can I ask you guys something? How do you feel about texting someone their name? Like, Pat.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Like, when you're like...
I saw someone else talking about this recently, and I instantly felt so excited by that idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good idea. Like, people love their own name. They
yeah.
love to hear. And there's this guy, this kind of dom, top, like, really chaotic kind of psycho person who can't spell, who I was
okay.
kind of fucking for a good amount of time this year. And he would say, like, Steven,
yeah.
like, period, in this way. And, like,
yeah.
I would just be like, whew! Like, it
I
would
know.
Literally send a shiver
if you text
through
me, like,
my blood.
Yeah, if you text me, like, Catherine, like, what are you up to? I'm like,
yeah.
you have a PhD.
Yeah,
totally. I get, yeah, that's, it's also like adds a,
but it's
low
like,
level
it shows that they're thinking about you. Like, they think they're not just like thinking about the vague, like, people that they're texting. It's like, you are on their mind. It's like, you can picture a little, like, paper doll of yourself in their head.
Yes, it does add, it can make even just an innocuous sentence a flirt.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, when you get yelled at as a kid, you know, your parents save your name for
go.
When they're very angry
oh,
at you.
So it's when someone says your name. Freudian.
Yeah.
This
Let's
is...
dive into that.
I wasn't abused as a child.
No.
No, but
conversely,
like...
what I'll say is, you know what drives me fucking bonkers up the wall, like, seek
what?
Treatment if you do this? When you, like, tweet something or post something and someone just comments, Pat.
That
it's
sucks.
Like, it's like, okay, what are you gaslighting me? Like, yeah, I posted this. Like,
oh my
yeah.
God, my mom sent
it.
Me the most amazing text on Wednesday night. She goes, I get gaslighting and throwing shade mixed up. Isn't that amazing?
I'm obsessed that your mom yeah. is saying those words.
She's incredible. Mm-hmm.
That's my mom literally still hasn't visited my website.
I don't have a website.
And I will like hang out every few months and she'll be like, so like, what's your career? Like, who are you? And I'll be like, definitely like, feel free to Google, like, check it out. And she'll just be like, I've been meaning to, but she literally said, I've been wanting to, but there's just so much noise in the world. And sometimes I just need time to myself.
Aww. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I stand by that. Send her a press kit.
Send her a how are you?
I think you have an SEO problem.
My mom. Like, my mom.
I think she can find your website.
I went to Van Cortlandt Park to watch my little brother race cross country in the Bronx this weekend. And
wow.
my
Whoa.
Parents dropped me off. My parents
sorry,
dropped me off.
Have you ever been in the Bronx?
Yes. To get headshots. Okay.
My parents dropped me
Amazing
off at
headshots.
2013 for $1,000. Go on.
My parents dropped me off in Brooklyn. And my mom said, my mom was like looking around Brooklyn and was like, everything starts with an M here. Why?
What?
The savagery of Brooklyn.
Absolute. Wait, drag
Brooklyn to hell. Everything starts with an M here, period. Why?
I am crying.
And I was Whoa. Like, found myself. I had to like stop myself from like trying to answer the question and like defend why everything.
And it's you're true. Like, no, you're right. Sorry, Brooklyn's canceled.
She meant like Megan. She meant Megan. She meant my girlfriend Megan.
Megan. That's a girl from the Bronx named Megan.
No, she meant like Meeker Morgan.
I think Megan and I are gonna just stay in tonight and like chill.
Oh my god, Venmo on Uber.
I took a picture. I found two other examples.
Okay, go on.
Can I read them?
Yeah. For our listeners, okay. We saw a billboard in Brooklyn, the aforementioned borough, that just said Venmo on Uber, and it was a Venn diagram of someone ordering Thai and then someone like.
Okay, can I
in
just
a car?
In our car?
It made no sense, and we were deconstructing it.
Can I read these three examples just very quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, so this the Thai one was pay for a ride to your tiny studio, pay for Thai delivery at home, pad Thai for the pad fridge, pay with Venmo on Uber.
Fuck what? Me.
Obsessed with Thai.
Okay, kind of get worse. Pay for a ride to the gym. Pay for donut delivery, life in perfect balance.
But what is this?
Huh. Stop, but let him finish.
Split a ride to the tourist deli. Split delivery from the real deli.
What?
Learning to foodie.
This was actually written by someone's aunt. That was written by someone's aunt who like doesn't know what an app is and is like just accidentally got like an advertising job.
The tourist deli.
There's no tourist deli.
I don't know what a tourist deli is.
What,
I guess
Subway?
Like Katz's, wow. Right?
Relatable.
Okay, I don't get it.
Real New Yorkers don't go to the tourist
anyway,
deli.
Anyway, I'm really into like reading ads, you know?
I'm obsessed with text.
But I really am very confused by Venmo on Uber.
But is that the name of the app? I don't understand.
It's two app names. It's an app mashup.
It's
deeply
unclear what it is.
Like, what's the legality of that? Can I just invent something called like Seamless on Grindr?
Honestly, cut out the middleman.
Can I ask you guys something? Do you like when someone says your name during sex?
Yeah.
So I am. I do. Well, actually, no. I take it back. I don't. I'm like, please stop. Please be quiet.
Absolutely not. I weirdly do. It's like it's kind of off brand for me.
Pat,
even though Pat's like the least sexual name you could ever imagine.
When someone says like
Pat.
Pat. How many syllables can you even put into it?
Pat.
Pat.
No, I don't like when they say it like
hurt.
I don't
God,
know.
Your name sucks. This is so fun.
Your name is literally cat. Like, as if
you're a cat.
No, but kitty cat. Meow, meow.
No,
but
Patty,
my name's cat, Catherine.
My name's Patrick.
Okay,
wait, wouldn't you think it was so hot if a guy was just like, oh, Patrick?
Fuck you. I hate that. Like, turned me off.
No, yeah, I think that would be hot. I think that like
stop, no, it's in my ear.
I think that when I'm hooking up I kind of forget that I even exist, and to someone like if someone says my name, great. I'm like, oh right, I do exist.
Okay, that's why I don't like it. I'm like playing like a character that's enjoying this. Don't call my name.
It sounds like you're good at it.
No, I'm absolutely not.
I like complete silence.
It's
like
the one, me too.
So one moment I'm not on my phone, I don't have to talk. It's just like I can just relax.
You're not usually talking when you're on your phone.
Well, like, I'm just saying I get to...
Alone with yourself.
You do not like complete silence. Do you really?
I do.
I get that.
Because I always, like, and then I feel like I need to talk, and then I'm always like, yeah, like, fuck me in the dick or something. You know, I, like, say the wrong thing. Yeah.
And then you do, like, a fake level.
Can I tell you guys, I had this boyfriend once who was mixed up his dirty talk and goes, looks me in the eye. Yeah. Come on me, dick.
Come on me, dick.
Oh, God. I had this boyfriend. Was he Australian?
No, but
come
he's
on
hot.
Me, dick.
Cockney British.
Come on me, dick.
I had this boyfriend once who I didn't trust.
Wow.
He was shady. And I literally do think that he maybe faked it like more than once with me, which is
insane to fake it as a man.
And one time I was fucking him, and I was just like, oh, I'm going to come. And he was just like, yeah, whip it out and spray.
Oh, fuck, no. That's so funny.
I don't need to be cummed on almost ever.
No.
I'm constantly getting cummed on.
I love getting cummed on, I have to say.
I'm always like, if you're doing this for you, fine. If it's for my benefit, don't worry about it. But I I just think it, Cockney reminded me of this. Like,
where do you want the cum to be?
Can I don't just care. Ask? Like, take 10 paces and face the other way.
Blair Witch.
I, you know the porn cocky boys?
No.
Correct.
Yes. The porn house, the art house.
That cover your ears.
I, when I first, the first time I jerked off the cocky boys porn, I like misread it. I thought it was Cockney boys. I always like expect them to have, like, Cockney British accents. I'm like, just, like, I'm really... like, yeah, I'm in the movie. I'm like, another one where they're just like American? Interesting. I was like, maybe it started out as all Cockney boys, and now they've like expanded their portfolio.
They're really playing with format by having all these Americans.
Saw a porn video yesterday called "Bottom Gets Fucked." That's the title. It's like, yeah, that is what I figured.
I have to say, I've had sex with a lot of British people, and I think their accents are much hotter out of bed than in, because sometimes they are like all thick.
Yeah. Totally.
Steven's pausing for a long time.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking, the guy lost my virginity to was British.
We didn't talk about that experience.
So Steven said before the pod even began that his first time was actually explosive.
Hours and hours ago.
He walked in the door yelling this. His first time was amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah, go into it.
So, okay, blah, blah, blah. I was 18. Which is embarrassing, I guess.
Why not? Why?
Well, the average age for males in America is 16.
I was 19.
I know, but that's for straight people.
That is for straight people. But I always look back at high school and, like, all these people had boyfriends, and I was just very, like, acne-ridden.
Were you?
Oh, my God, yes.
Were there gays in your high school?
Accutane. There weren't. Now there are, so because it's, like, so post-Macklemore era or whatever. But, like, I was on Accutane, and I had actually covered every mirror in my house with newspaper for 6 months. I didn't leave. Yeah, it was psycho.
Are you serious? Wait, breaks my heart.
Cuckoo
you boots. Covered everything.
But now you're so hot.
Correct. But there was a long period that...
That
you covered everything in your house with newspaper?
Because Accutane makes your skin worse before it makes it better. And so I would wake up every morning with blood on my pillow because the zits would pop themselves in the middle of the night. And I was so, like, sad. I was also in a deep boho phase and obsessed with Mary-Kate, and an entire wall of my room was covered in photos of only Mary-Kate.
And where were you living, in Boston?
Yeah, the suburbs, actually, like, Newton. It's cool.
I know Newton well. I have sexual tension with everyone from Newton.
It's a very, like, kind of Jewy upper middle class.
Intellectual, yeah.
Yeah. So that makes
that's
sense.
My whole thing,
that's
yeah.
kind of your type.
Okay, so you're 18.
So I'm 18. I'm at NYU. I didn't go to college. I went to NYU. And
oh my God.
I'm on Washington Square Park.
I forgot that you went there.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Did you graduate?
I didn't go to Tisch. I went to Gallatin. I made my own major.
Wow. Okay, keep going.
And it was like May of my freshman year. I'd never had sex. I was super depressed and sorry for myself. I looked up on citysearch.com, gay bars in New York. Went to Phoenix, which you may know, on 13th, with my fake ID, alone. Was unable to talk to anyone because I was, like, very nervous. I was in a sweater vest and a mustard polo. And I started talking to the one girl in the bar. I was like, hey, fag. We started talking. She ended up having this hot friend who was British. We're playing pool. We end up going to Miss Shapes. Okay, so that should date this in some sense.
Never been.
Okay. It was like this kind of era in time when people would, like, it was very like an emo era of, like, parties where people would pose with, like, bangs. Anyway, we go to this party. I take him back to my dorm, sign him in my dorm.
Oh my God.
Sign him in with his passport to security, frantically texting all my roommates to tell my, like, roommate to get the fuck out.
Wait, sorry, I missed. Did you make out of the bar? I missed.
We meet at that, yes. At
it, was assumed,
mission.
It was assumed.
Okay. Sorry, you know, one thing leads to another.
Yeah, no, I'm just warning.
Sorry, this story is sort of dragging on. Anyway, we get to the dorm. I had a really high bed for some reason, so I had to kind of, like, really climb up there.
Because they locked them so you can put your clothes, your sweaters underneath.
Yeah, or it was, like, a mistake and they never fixed it.
Sure.
and he was just, like, big and British, and I just remember his dick seeming so, like, big to me because I had never, like, barely seen a dick before. And he fucked me, like, with a condom. And
oh, my God, amazing.
Kind of hurt, but I, like, kind of loved it. And he was super polite. And then we showered together. And it was, like, so sweet. And then
did you tell him, like, this is my first time?
No, I didn't. But he probably could tell because I was being so, like...
Oh, my God.
And his name was Jake. And I'll always be a Jake girl. And it was
That's
so sweet.
A really sweet
and
story.
He was a teacher, which I loved.
Ooh, teacher student.
And then we're leaving... We're leaving, or he's leaving. I lived there. And he was, like, in my dorm hallway, and he, like, sucked my dick in the hallway really quickly. And then he was just like, something to remember me by.
What? That's very Call Me By Your.
Yes.
Name.
Yes. Why? Because it's two guys?
CBS.
It's two guys.
It's so, no, because there's
cool. No, like, there's many kinds of gay sex. Like.
No, because that part where Armie Hammer is like worried that Timothy Chalamet is mad at him.
Chalamet.
Chalamet.
And so he just like sucks his dick for a second and then like leaves.
Yes. Well, it was very that kind of mask.
I just said it was very that.
Yeah. And I am agreeing, because it was very like that kind of mask archetype fantasy of that guy who's like seems like straight acting and he just like, oh, like, oh shucks, you little faggot, like, I'll suck a dick, you know, and you're just like, oh, like, kill me please.
I love that story so much, and I love like getting this lens into like young you, because now you're so just like chic and confident. Mm. And to know that you had blood on your pillowcase like makes me love you even more. Wait. I think this is perfect, because that was sort of like a who are we ever, one of our famous questions on the pod is who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be. And I think before we move on to the next portion, that was kind of your who were you. Eric, I want to know, who
can
were
I just
you?
Say that during that whole story, I've been completely furious because I feel like Steven had like less bad acne than I did. And wow. I was also
oh
on Accutane.
God, you, were?
You guys are both so and, clear now.
Well,
dive in. Talk about it.
And I would pull. Well, I just think I have the same stories. I would like pull a layer of my lips off.
Fuck,
every morning.
No.
And I would just out, have yeah, this yeah, like red, like bloody red
oh
lip.
Oh, my God.
This is awful. So, yeah, does it,
it's
and then
the
it worked?
Accutane Victim yeah. Olympics. So, okay.
Exactly.
So does it work?
I mean, it kind of worked. It I mean, I don't have acne anymore.
Accutane makes your lips fall off.
How you long just, did like, you be on it?
A year. Do you or 6 months? Lips? No, a year.
So what were you like in your youth?
I was just like really fun and
that's amazing.
I had a pool.
Shut the fuck up. It was really fun.
Where did you grow up?
I'm kind of a expat. Not like expat. Like
no, I know.
You.
I know. Imagine every time someone said expat, I was like, you used to be Pat.
Okay, long story short. Born in Miami, like my dad was an executive of some sort, and I moved to Europe, London, Brussels, very fabulous childhood, moved to California, childhood started getting kind of less fab, still had a pool, that's the vibe.
Cool. You graduated high school in California?
Yes.
But that's cool, you like moved to California, like,
where?
High up in Europe.
Davis, college town.
Oh, are your parents profess?
No.
Okay.
They're kind of like unaffiliated with academia.
Cool.
Is that
that's
okay?
Cool.
Your life is a mystery to me and I want to know more.
Well, there's your dad's an agribusiness.
He's an agribusiness. Very, very villainous. Yes.
There's a very good
well, work. It doesn't have to be villainous, Stephen.
I think it is.
There's you know, very, it's not all Monsanto.
Try to talk.
No, you're going to be mad.
Well,
when
you're
I say
calling
this.
My father villainous.
Well, your dad is the villain.
Because he's an exec.
Because he's anti small farmers.
Well,
is your dad anti small farmers?
Can we call him? I actually don't know what he does really. Like,
I
don't. He said he works for millennials. Like now he works for people who are like. He said he works for people.
He's like a private yoga teacher.
No, he works for people who are like 30 years younger than him. Now I have no idea what is going on.
Sad. So the world is sad.
I have no
so
idea.
So then you came here for call.
I went to Vassar.
Oh, right.
I just like, you know, I was about to go to UCLA. I was going to probably become like a real estate developer or something.
That's still in the cards
you're
for you.
You're so right? East Coast, though.
Oh, thank you.
What?
You think so?
Yeah.
I can talk a little like slower if you want.
Please don't.
You're like, you're already.
Not on this pod.
Glacial
not
phase.
On this pod.
And when it comes to boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love, who were you?
Partnered.
Really?
No, were you?
Sorry.
Partner.
I need to corral her.
I know.
This is what I'm talking about. You
stay
think he's
with
East
us.
Coast? Like, this is West Coast.
Okay.
So how long has she been waiting to say she has a boyfriend?
You gotta drag him everywhere.
Okay, I'm convinced. I'm listening.
I don't use condoms. I never.
Yes. Who are you? I didn't use condoms. Who are you? I don't use condoms.
Oh my God.
Who will you
You're
be?
Gonna be someone
with untreatable gonorrhea.
Stop.
You will be the one who pushes gonorrhea over the edge into incurable territory.
So like, what do you want to know?
Oh my God.
Did you have a boyfriend in...
Are you like here right now?
did you have a boyfriend in Euro? Did you have a Euro
No, boy? That I was very young then. No, I got a boyfriend like the this always happens. Like, I go to Vassar, I get a boyfriend immediately.
This always happens.
You
need to go away. This always happens. When you have that jawline.
You're the first person who's ever been eliminated from Seek Treatment.
Well, I already feel a little, because you guys have the nice mics. Yeah, and I don't have the bouncy chair.
I know. You don't let that throw you.
Oh, I do have a swivel, and you're very stable over there.
Yeah, I feel like I am in a sort of throne of sorts.
Totally.
Thank you. Think of it that way.
Yeah.
If we could just flip the perspective around, that would really, I think, do wonders.
So is that your first love, this college boy?
Yeah, and it ended really badly. He got expelled and had to leave.
For cheating?
For cheating on me.
Yeah. That always happens.
Yeah. I literally want to revoke the college degrees of my exes.
I meant for cheating academics.
Why did he get expelled? If you feel safe to say.
You don't have to say.
But if you feel safe,
I can tell you don't
want
to say. Yeah.
Okay. We had kind of an explosive ending to our relationship.
I love that.
So
yeah, I'm very dramatic.
there was
a moment, I was dating someone else at the time, and then he found out, and he came and he kind of attacked me.
She attacked
and
you
this
physically.
Is what's
physically.
So hypocritical about Eric is that he purports to be the
I am the victim.
The victim and the woman scorned, even though you're so just literally opening Grindr the second your boyfriend walks into the kitchen.
Wait, that's not
and
a crime.
It's just bleep,
wait,
bleep.
So that's I actually want to go into this because, and I hope this is okay to say, I think you're our first kind of cheater on the pod, and I want to talk about that experience.
Were you cheating?
He wasn't cheating.
You think he's the first person to ever be infidelitous?
He wasn't cheating.
They broken up, right?
They broke up.
He's seeing someone new.
That's how we ended. You said
no.
Okay,
I was dating someone else.
So, why did you break up? Never mind.
Okay, cool. Steven's literally taking selfies while we dive into this.
Sorry. So I will say I do find, not to kind of throw bombs or whatever, but I do think there's some hypocrisy there. Eric and I met actually because I had slept with his boyfriend at the time and he was very mad at me.
Oh, tell me the story.
But I'm really turning into this damaged victim.
But I don't think you're a victim. That's what I'm saying. I do think you're a survivor, and I don't think that you were that upset about this experience.
Well, how did you meet his boyfriend? Is it the same boyfriend that you have now?
No, this is a previous
boyfriend. Okay. They were kind of on the outs or whatever, and we met with some party rave, whatever. The guy that I was into ended up sleeping with someone else. I decided to get my, my just desserts, and I went with his boyfriend at the time, took him home, blah blah blah.
But you guys were open.
No.
Oh, okay.
So, but then that began your open relation. So you
that began my cynical decline in New York.
That's amazing.
What a romantic way to look at cheating. And open up the door for an open relationship.
Oh, that's so good.
So then for 6 months after this, I would see Eric at parties. And at the time, he had this really insane dyed blonde ponytail. And he looked like Caitlyn Jenner right before the transition.
Out.
Late stage Bruce Jenner.
It's too hard.
And I would see him around town and he would glower at me, just be scouring at me from across a warehouse party.
Oh my God.
Who is this icy ponytail hoe?
And then you're let's start a comedy collective. Yeah.
Well, I like to think of, I feel like I thought of this kind of after the fact, but you know that show Revenge where I'm the girl, Emily, and
I've seen that.
It's so good.
Have you seen it?
Literally so good.
Some of the guys in it are so fucking hot. Daniel, and also,
this makes so much sense that you're into Daniel. This explains so much because so much of what you say on this pod about what you're attracted to is Sook Treatment, and this is
Daniel from Revenge is my crush of the
week. Let me say this. I've seen that show, but I am going to ask you what the premise is right now. Okay. I don't remember
It's with Emily Van Camp.
I know.
Literally the best premise ever.
Her dad was kind of king of the Hamptons and then got brutally taken down and had to go to prison.
He was framed for terrorism.
He was framed for terrorism.
You know what I hate? So the Hamptons.
Yeah.
It's very just like, it's just one street. And it's
that's
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah.
Good so one, guys.
Traffic. Why is it one
Everyone
street?
Is so obsessed with living on one street.
Get another street. Like, yeah.
Literally got another
I've never
street.
Been to the Hamptons, but Hamptons. I think I would love it.
No, you won't Seek love it. Treat. It's not glamorous.
I don't care. You know me. I don't like glam.
Sure, that's true.
Huh. I think
you actually might like, yeah, the punishment of the one street.
What do you mean the punishment?
I think maybe you like punishment.
Yeah, you do. There's traffic. There's a line.
Okay. Wow. I think that I would just like kind of like the laid back feel and like the big houses.
No.
Not laid back at all. Everyone's so tense and paying $40 for a lobster roll and just like so angry and like so plumped.
Okay, maybe I wouldn't like the ambiance.
You could try Sag Harbor. Sag Harbor is like a cuter little town on the other side.
Awesome.
Of,
it's
the
not
sound.
Like my end goal
That's
to
really
like
good idea.
The
Hamptons.
Yeah, check it out.
I don't, need
did you
to,
hear that?
Yeah. I don't need to like the. I'm not going to go out of my way to like the Hamptons, but I don't need to. I'm not going to like brainstorm how can I like the Hamptons, but
no, you need to find a way to work it into your routine because everyone's going there and like if you miss this boat, like you miss it.
I'd love to pick your brain on how to like the Hamptons. Can you get a coffee at Variety?
Like, if I go to the Hamptons and I don't like it, I'm not gonna try a different spot in the Hamptons.
Wait,
like,
can
I
ask you an honest question that you just have either of you ever sent an email to someone saying can I pick your brain?
Yes.
No.
Have you ever even sent an email? I'm serious.
No.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at email and text.
He doesn't discriminate, honey. Now, here's the next question. Now that we know who you guys were,
I still don't
the
know
fuck are you?
I don't know that I even feel like I know who Eric was.
No, Eric is literally getting farther and farther away from me as we talk.
He did a full, like, this is who I was, and then we find out from Steven that he had a blonde ponytail. It's like, okay, that's who you were,
yeah.
Then.
No.
Sometimes I feel like I'll see you and you'll tell me something and I'm like, is that true?
Yeah, you're such a shadowy ghost. Like, come out. Come out of the
come
closet
out of
now.
The closet. Come out of the closet as who you were.
Yeah, have you guys seen that video of Sir Ian McKellen being like, come out of the closet now?
No,
I love when
I just want to play.
Who is that? Wait, who is that? Edit that out if it's someone I should know.
He's an actor.
Famous actor.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Look, I am like all of you. I like movies, music.
Okay, this is insane. Who are you? Because he doesn't watch movies. Like, he does not watch TV shows. He's like never seen an episode
of
Friends or Seinfeld.
What do you think about?
Or like Simpsons. Like, he like his music taste is like so Spotify, and I like love you, and that's what I love about you. But just like the specificity is always just like I'm always trying to plant a flag, and I'm never quite sure. And like that's why you're kind of a great sounding board for me.
I really appreciate that you are kind of creating my history for me.
I have
and
a question.
I think that's nice. Yeah,
somebody.
Do you listen to music when you bike?
Yes.
And what kind of music?
I recently told this Slovenian last night to listen to Tanya Taylor, which is just like this like new Kanye produced woman that my boyfriend told me to listen
so,
to.
Like, pop music.
I just listen to like someone tells me to
it's only,
do
that's
something.
It's only in the I'll, context like, of a conversation you have with someone you're trying to fuck.
What? No, he was straight. I mean, I could still
wait,
try.
Wait, where?
And
where is he?
He's
a job peepee.
Drop a pen.
I'm
hold
like
on.
Foaming.
Wait, a straight guy?
I'm absolutely foaming
a
right now.
A straight Slovenian architect.
What
fuck?
Is
biking back to Bed-Stuy from Bushwick.
Whoa.
After a gallery opening.
I don't even
literally
are you obsessed?
Give
somebody
him
get
my
some
info.
Paper towels. This woman's chair
I'm
is soaked.
I truly don't even know what a Slovenian is.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Have you ever been on a plane? Have you ever been on a plane before?
Yeah, but I've never left the country.
Oh my God.
But who was it we had in the pod who was like, who was like, just do it.
I know. I was like, sure. Let me.
It was an amazing response. They were like, so what? Fuck you. Get
let
on
me
a plane.
Just move some money around. Yeah.
Well, you could start with Canada. Get
you
your toes wet.
You should do some investments.
Dip a little.
Yeah, I should totally do some investments. Oh my God. My college loan's called right as I missed my Uber pool here because the college loan people called and they're like,
Sally Mae.
I accidentally. I do Mohila, whatever. Mohila?
Mochila? It means back.
I do Coachella. No.
There's two different events now.
I accidentally answered and she was like, hey, hi, is this Patrick? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, your mom gave me this number. And I literally, like, I was like, I have to get my Uber. And she's like, your mom gave me this number. And I was like, fuck my mom.
No.
Yeah, it was really stressful. And I missed my Uber pool because of that. Had to take a regular Uber, can't afford it.
You know what the energy of this pod is? the amazing tweet you have about sharper objects.
Oh,
and
God.
Having, but then what is it?
And having being a gay narcissist with no attention span who can only watch House Hunters in 3 different tabs at once.
Yes, that's yeah, exactly the energy.
There's 4 tabs open right now on this like, cast.
There's 4 different conversations going on, except that like Eric is not here.
I will say so, yeah, who am I now?
Don't even let him get a word in.
I got, you know, I'm that girl that guys want to be and girls want to, girls want to be and guys want to fuck them.
totally.
But I'm also just like a cheesy, cheesy, cheesy basic Urban Outfitters girl who's like wants to have her house be full of succulents and
here's
like
what
small tables. Go on.
You randomly have a job, which I didn't expect.
I do have like a full ass career in branding where I'm literally in meetings, like giving PowerPoints to like executives.
He has like a 6-bedroom apartment that he lives in alone.
That's actually,
he has amazing clothes.
That's hypocritical. That's hypocritical.
In what sense?
Because you don't present that to the world.
I present like sassy,
kind of
successful. You present like bohemian,
like trust fund.
Yes, you present trust
definitely
fund.
Definitely presenting
I do,
that.
I do present my trust fund, and I do try to be honest about like money, where it comes from, who has it, who doesn't, how much things cost. You know what I mean?
Like, and it's really relatable.
Thank you.
The first time we hung out, you were like, I live in a 2-bedroom alone.
Wait, you do?
I do.
Oh my God.
I don't always pay rent. My landlord's like very drunk, and it's just like,
I
want to learn how to work the sis.
I'm dying to work the sis.
I'm such a good girl. I follow the rules. I do everything on time. I'm so prompt.
I never
work the sis.
They weren't going to charge me by accident for my Howl's sparkling water yesterday, which, by the way, I love
what?
Howl's.
You don't even steal in airports?
No, not lately. I used to be, because you know what? I used to be like a real thief who was always
trying to steal things.
And now I'm like, now there's just a voice in my head that's like, just I like believe that it'll come back around now.
I mean, yeah, I've been arrested many times. So at this point, I'm very afraid of like sort of interventions from authorities. So I don't do like, I only steal in airports now.
Cool. Which is famously lawless.
Totally. And who are you?
I've been thinking about putting up shelves in my apartment for like months on end, and I've been tortured, and I just went to Home Depot. I had to go with my partner.
I like that.
You're domestic, your partner.
And I just feel like everything in my life comes back to being like, well, at least I have a cute apartment right now.
You're kind of settling down, looking towards the end.
Mm-hmm. I recently moved into my own place. Yeah, I have retired.
Kind of like, getting your affairs in order.
I've been on Zillow a lot, looking at upstate houses and cabins.
Honey. Get me the fuck out of this.
Let's go.
Same.
I know.
I don't know why, but as soon as you start talking, I had this urge to be like, if you ever like want a friend to go to Home Depot with you, like I'd love to go.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I love going to places like that.
Let's get out of this town.
Do you live with your partner?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And I just recently started saying partner. I'm saying it in a way.
You're taking it back from straight people.
Yeah. When straight people say partner, I'm like, seek treatment. Like we use partner because like we had to. And now it's like if we don't have to anymore, like let's not. Don't carry our cross.
Yeah, I just want to really respect my relationship. We just passed 4 years, so
I do think it's like if you've been with someone for like 10 years and you're straight and you're like my boyfriend, that seems sort of weird.
Yeah, I guess. I ultimately don't care.
I ultimately don't give a shit, and I'll literally be 60 and like calling my husband my boyfriend.
Totally, so. I think boyfriend's so cute. Fun.
Not boo thang or partner in crime.
What about bae as fuck?
I love that babe.
What about babe?
This is my babe.
What about my guy?
Hey, this is my guy.
This guy.
I'm always like, this is my love, my lover, and people are like, stop saying that. And Steven's like, stop saying that.
That's fun for you.
You say my partner and lover a lot. My partner and lover.
Yeah, I would never be like my partner though.
I said my lover for a lot this year with my current boyfriend because I didn't want to say boyfriend yet, and so I was kind of fetishizing his younger age and kind of keeping it in that space.
He kind of is a lover.
Wait, who is your boyfriend?
He's 24. He's literally a student.
I'm done.
I know. It's
student kind of medicine?
I don't know where you got that
vibe. I got that phrase from a textbook. I don't know.
Oh. No, philosophy, which is in soon. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he's talking and I'm like, I know. It's too much. And I'm like, he's describing things and I'm like, this isn't. But ultimately, I do appreciate the fact that he kind of has like a mind that wants to grab ideas and hold on to them and play with them. He also literally works at a floral kiosk in the Oculus, which is insane.
Wait, I was just in the Oculus.
Stop.
With Lily.
You're so weird.
I know.
Wait, you were at an activation.
what?
Or it was like,
what's
the Oculus?
Oh, we met at the, okay, we met in the Apple store in the Oculus because I was charging my phone on one of their things. I was like, I'm at the Apple store in the Oculus.
I always go to FiDi to charge my phone. I know.
And then we went to that weird, like, fashion. It was like, I would call it a shoe event for teens. And I've never stood out more in my life, I have to say. Because everyone was in black, neon athleisure, and I was literally in a brown DVF, like, collared sweater.
And you weren't wearing shoes.
And I wasn't wearing shoes. I was holding them in my hand. Pat, it's so funny. Whenever I think of you, which is often, I think of you saying phrase, wait, who's your boyfriend?
I'm constantly like, when,
if you're the doll that you pull, that's like the phrase.
Wait, that's such a good tag, like on your Real Housewives.
That's my Real Housewives. Wait, who's your boyfriend?
And then holding out the apple. Who's your boyfriend? Wait, who are you on New York, can I ask?
I'm a rare mix of Carol and Sonia, but I'm Team Bethany this season.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm a psycho, like, I'm a psycho bitch, and I am a Bethany.
Are you a Bethany? I get Carol vibes from you in a way.
That's a huge compliment, I want to say.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. This, I can talk about this season of Real Housewives forever, but I won't because I'm trying to make friends. But I...
no, you're not.
No, I really...
You have a lot of friends.
I'm not watching TV in October.
You said that about September.
I know, but I have to finish
up a
couple
seasons.
It's like
Movember. It's like for charity.
Please donate. Yeah. This season is the most I've liked Bethany since season 3 and the least I've liked Carol ever. But for the first whole half of the season, I was on Carol's side versus Bethany. But then it switched. And then I think leaving the season, I think Bethany had won. And then she won the first part of the reunion. But the second two parts of the reunion, Carol clearly
That's
won.
That's very interesting that you kind of put it in terms of a competition between women.
Yeah, no, I think that I watched Real Housewives and all reality TV the way that straight men watch like football.
I don't really know a ton about Housewives.
That's okay.
Which one am I?
You are a Sonia. You're a Sonia Luann.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh yeah, that's super fun.
What does that mean?
You're also a little bit of a Nene. If we're
going
to go
in New York,
okay. If we want to stay in New York,
which I do, which I always do, but I will fly out for projects. Why is my hand falling asleep right now?
I don't know.
Because you're horny.
I don't feel horny right now. I want to make a quick PSA.
Oh, you're also kind of a Kim Zolciak, but keep going.
I don't know. If you're just, like, I just want to give a PSA.
Seven babies
just,
and like a football husband. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Oh, I like
about
that. I just want to tell Brooklyn that you don't have to punch my vagina to make me come. I do not leave it at that end of sentence.
I recently learned from Catherine what squirting was. I never knew what that was.
How did you not know?
I just never knew. I never cared to know. Like, and I wish that I never learned.
I would like to tell Brooklyn that you do need to punch my vagina in order for me to come. That's my PSI.
I squirted one time, and the person who made me squirt also made my friend squirt.
Oh my
Cute.
God.
She wasn't there. It was a different time.
So you were squister.
Wait, so what's Squisters. The secret?
What's the secret?
What's a squeak quit?
To squirting.
I think it's literally just being fingered so hard that you think you're going to die.
Wait, who do you guys want to be? Did we already do that? No.
No. I think the cold brew is like about to like, we're all about to crash.
Who do I want to be?
Yeah.
I honestly, okay, I want to be, this is what I tell my agent all the time, but I want to be Kristen Wiig in the sense that I'm playing like a scientist in a like blockbuster film where I don't even have to like try and be funny anymore. Yeah. I'm literally just being like, bloop, 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 bloop. It's just like, there's something wrong with the thruster. Like,
yeah.
I just have that totally. Like small scientist role in a big budget.
So you
movie.
Are a Bethany because you took the who do you want to be question as career. A career. But I am.
Thank you. No, I'm very career oriented. I'm very kind of like not eating and like being really like on Sudafed all day.
Someone once told me that Bethany eats 600 calories a day.
I believe it. I saw her once. I did the only time so I ever sad. Worked like a sort of like retail-y job. I worked at City Winery and she came in once. This is a weird restaurant that like straight people go when they're bored and they see like some 90s person who's dead now like on stage or
Should
whatever.
Should I go?
Maybe. Okay. It's no, like in like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And she came in once and she was literally as big as this microphone stand. She was teetering on little heels and like a tiny leather jacket. She was like so gaunt. And she could, like, barely move. And she was, like, so alert. And her eyes were, like, as big as the room.
See, I once went to watch What Happens Live when she was on it. Specifically because I wanted to see if she would be, like, scary thin in person. And I was like, She doesn't look scary thin in person.
Huh. You know what's crazy is that she gets her 600 calories from one Shack burger.
I don't even think you could do a Shack burger for 600
you
calories.
You can do a Shack burger for 600.
Okay, then
you
let's
don't
do
get
that
the mushroom,
this.
Right? Or that is the Shack burger.
That's a Shack stack.
Sorry.
That's like 1,000 calories.
Sorry, I'm not like super familiar with the menu.
Yeah, it's actually really sad. I like to go there and buy hot dogs and then walk home.
Walk it off. Earn the
one by Barclays.
But what's funny is also like when you said you were telling your agent you wanted to be Kristen Wiig, I thought in my head I finished the sentence. I thought you were going to say you were telling your agent you wanted to be Kristen Cavalier.
Oh, I actually do want to be Kristen Cavalier.
That's more who you are. I feel
she
like.
Looks amazing.
She's incredible. She's like so skinny and chic. Her show is insane.
I haven't watched it.
I am obsessed.
I do think that I worry about her sometimes without thin she's getting, but whatever.
She also is, like, very, like, I think she's definitely, like, drinking a lot to, like, get over her nerves about having a reality show, because she looks kind of, like, red in this way.
I think that's what I've been doing lately.
Oh, is that, you have a reality show?
I mean, this is sort of like that. In many ways, this is a reality show.
In many ways, I'm drunk right now.
When I woke up at 6:55, I was like, am I still a little drunk? Which I love.
I slept in today. I was mad at myself.
Yeah, because you suck.
I suck.
I love you.
No, wait. Don't ever say that about yourself.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
I'm joking. And I only repeated what Catherine said.
Angelica, what do you want to be?
Are you? The anticipation, I know, is killing everyone.
I'm scared.
Okay. I'm in a really nice airport lounge. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, waiting for my, like, flight to Zurich to take off.
Mm-hmm. You're such a Euro.
And you're reading Monocle.
I'm reading Monocle.
And you're also in Monocle.
Everything is, yeah, reading an article about myself in Monocle.
And it's like Monocle readers. Like, that's the article. Right.
Yeah, it's a letter I wrote to the editor. And I look amazing. And I'm going business class, not first.
Obsessed.
And I'm just like super busy. And like I have an iPad.
Cool. So your dream is like generic, mysterious luxury.
Yeah.
Where it's like all
that's
surface.
So hot. Mm-hmm. Like I just got really
Isn't
excited.
That sexy?
Yeah. Do you want children?
No.
Do you want children?
Yes.
Really?
I have. Well, so I have a godson and like. Aww. He's really fun. Actually, the same thing. The thing is, though, like, they are, oh my God, they're such a burden. It's insane. Yeah. Have you
children?
Ever hung out with children?
I'm nannying right now. They
need to, oh my God, you're a manny.
Like, they steal the energy from the room.
They need supervision 24 hours a day. They need entertainment. They need to be stimulated. They're so needy and demanding.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, my dream, I had a dream last night that Lena Dunham and I had a baby. And when I gave birth to it, I was like, why does it already have crow's feet?
Wait, you and Lena Dunham had a baby together?
Yeah, like, so the dream, like, shot on me giving birth, and then it's just like, yeah, this is like me and Lena Dunham's baby.
And it's just this old baby.
It's like this old face, like a squished old face.
I wonder what that means.
Like a super kind of sci-fi Benjamin Button movie, or is this like the classic indie dramedy? Like, is this like a, what's her name? Like Dakota
Johnson?
No, who's the. Jennifer's Body. What am I thinking of?
I don't know. I don't think it is a movie.
Right, let's get away from film. Let's get like.
I also finished your sentence again when you were saying where you're saying you want deaf kids, and you were like, "I have a godson." I thought you were going to say, "I have a god, and I believe he wants me to raise children."
That would be very Kristen Cavalier, just like, and I'm randomly Christian.
Is she randomly Christian?
No, but she like lives and works in Nashville, and her husband is like so MAGA and is like such a dumb talk.
Wait, I have
if you're
such
Christian,
a crush
if you're MAGA,
seek
fucking
treatment. Though I have to bring up I was saying before the pod, I'm obsessed with these Christian sisters.
Yes.
They're like Christian vloggers, the Baird sisters, Kristen and Bethany Baird.
Mm-hmm.
They're so funny to follow. They like it's like Bethany's definitely the main one, but she's younger, but she's 30, and she's like she's dating this
that's still funny.
She's younger, not, but
that younger but 30 is still really funny.
Wait, that's a really good like title of the show.
Younger but 30. For my next
your next duplex one man?
I don't know what's next for me career wise. I think maybe nothing.
Let's That's like a cute direction.
Yeah, like just kind of around.
Leave them wanting more. You know what I mean?
No, this is what I think is going to happen with my career. I think I'm going to be that person where like all of my friends get famous and they're like on talk shows. And like, yeah, we used to have this friend, Pat. He was so funny. It's so crazy he never got famous, but that's the best. But I don't care. I'm glad to be that. You're lucky even to be that person.
No, for sure. To be talked about by other more famous people is like a hugely.
You're famous because everyone slides into my DMs to tell me that like you're wearing the shorts you talked about on the podcast. I'm like, okay.
Is it because yesterday, like, your entire audience is gay men?
Yesterday, I get a text from Catherine that's like, by the way, everyone's messaging me about your ink-stained shorts. And I go, oh my God, who? And she goes, IDK, random gays.
A straight person.
Drag them.
A straight person DM'd me on Instagram and said he liked the pod. And I...
See, treatment of your straight. He said something else
and I drunkenly responded, you're obsessed. Good. Yes, honey. Wait, I think now's a good time to say that this is something very exciting happened. Someone slid into my DMs to say she had a question she wanted answered on the pod.
Oh, yes.
And I think we're going to answer the question, then we would encourage all the listeners, feel free to slide into our DMs with questions you want answered about boy, sex, fucking, dating, and love. So I don't know if I won't say her name because I didn't ask if I should. I'm going to go and allow her to send me this message. wait, where'd it go?
Oh my God, when I see message request, yes.
It's kind of dark that it shows you how many followers they have. They're just like, is this person popular? Like,
I know. Do you care? Okay, so this person says.
Really quickly off of that, I got 7 retweets, each retweet with less followers than the last. Like, it was like 300. I was like,
a Russian nesting doll.
And then it was like 250. Then it was like 220.
Right. Then it's like these people with 73 followers who live in New York, and you're like, who are you? How do you live here?
You guys know when you floss and then your teeth are like hurting because they're like, what is this? That's what I'm going through. Okay.
Or bleeding.
Yeah. Anyways,
your teeth are bleeding.
Do you use those little things?
I love those things. But Steven won't let me buy those. He's like, I have regular floss. Don't buy those.
Oh, fuck him.
He's a real Brooklyn man. He's got a beard.
Okay, the job producer Joe is screaming something at me. This should be really good. It's the same price? Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
So drama. So
straight guys will always fucking defend each other.
My boyfriend is addicted to flossing.
That's good. Huh. It's a good thing to be addicted.
Everything about him is perfect. Okay, so here's a question from someone on my Instagram DMs. How do you / friend?
She's meaning like, am I asking for me or am I asking for a friend?
Thank you, Pat. How do you ask a potential guy if he is seeing or hooking up with other people?
I think you just ask.
Yeah, be straightforward.
Now, does this mean someone she's hooking up with? She wants to know if he's also seeing other people.
I will say this, like, before you've hooked up, you shouldn't ask before you've hooked up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're not even in the club yet.
I'm gonna
don't
assume
ask
that's
who
not
else
the question.
Is
I haven't even
sometimes
met.
Sometimes you want to do a little bit of homework, I think, to know what the person's landscape is.
I literally got asked if I wanted to be in a throuple before I had even met
actually,
the person.
I guess it's kind of like if you're going to a party, you text your friend, like, who else is at the party?
Would you ever be in a throuple?
Yeah, I mean, if like we like
I feel like you're always trying to be in a throuple, and your boyfriends are always being like, you know what, we're good.
I would like, I wouldn't ever be
in Zurich. You can be in a throuple.
Yeah, exactly. No one cares.
I wouldn't ever be in a throuple because I think that it's overwhelming. But I also
think start with a couple.
Yeah, let's not work ahead of ourselves.
But
you could join a couple.
What appeals to me about a throuple is like you never have to worry about like awkward one-on-one conversations. Like I fear intimacy in
you'll
that way.
You always have something to talk about.
Yeah, it's like if I don't have anything to say, like maybe you guys can kind of entertain each other for a bit.
You're not going to always be. There will be times though when one of them leaves, like goes to work.
I know, but it'll definitely be mitigated. I'm not saying I'm going to have to never have a one-on-one conversation, but I'm saying ideally I'll have less one. I'm trying to get through my life having as few one-on-one conversations as possible.
So to answer the question, I think you just have to ask the person, Or I feel like you probably have some psychotic advice that's the opposite of that.
Yeah, have your friend send them a really long text. No, I think like maybe, see, I love to ask intimate questions in intimate settings. I'm mm-hmm. all about context. So like, let's say you've just fucked and you're kind of doing your like lip biting in bed thing, like lighting mm-hmm. candles, like kind of washing up, like whatever. And like, you're kind of cuddling and like doing, like dancing your little fingers across their chest. So you can be like, so like, who else are you fucking? I guess that's weird.
I mean, I've dealt with this in my relationships. I'll just keep sleeping with other people until he's like, wait, you're still sleeping with other people? And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, are you my boyfriend?
That's how your open relationship began.
No.
Use things like, you know, like, oh, like, when was the last time you got tested? Like, kind of yeah. like questions that...
That's, wait, that's good. That's good.
That refer to sexual yeah. activity.
Yes, you know wait, I mean? That's actually genius because then it's like... Yeah, like, just want to be safe. Like,
yeah, I'm not psycho. I'm just responsible.
You're kind of bringing up the idea of other people without actually having to say.
Or be like, should I go off birth control?
Right. That's a good one, too. Like, should we have a child? yeah, so those are all, I think this is, like, pretty much perfect advice.
But also, you have to just ask, because otherwise you're going to be psycho and, like, try to figure it out using social, and then you're going down a path that will lead you to, of course, how the road to hell is mm-hmm. paved with social.
And I want to say Venmo is a great way to find out who's hanging out.
Venmo on Uber.
I love to send, even if I get like an innocuous like hangout with someone and it's like nothing, I love to do it over Venmo just so people know maybe we're hooking up, you don't know.
Yeah,
I worry about that because like sometimes I'll get like an erotic massage and pay the guy over Venmo and then I'm like, can everyone see this?
Oh, you get erotic massages? That's one of my favorite
Where
kinds
do you
of,
do that?
That's one of my favorite kinds of porn.
I recently just watched someone getting kind of taken care of.
Was it?
I just think it's a nice service because actually when I'm getting a regular massage, I'm always kind of like, I can never truly relax because I'm the whole time I'm just like, is he going to go for it? Like, are we going to hook up? And obviously it never happens because it's just like some old Chinese woman and she's like not trying to fuck me. And then it's like when you know, when that's part of the deal, then you feel more... Or you can just relax because like you know there's going to be a hand job.
Where do you go for erotic massage?
You just like Google gay massage.
Maybe you don't.
So I'm going to do that. Gay massage. Finger fuck me to hell on the massage table.
It's finger fuck me to hell dot massage.
Okay, cool.
Pro.
No.
Finger fuck me to hell.
What was I going to say? Pat, do you feel hot today?
I'm like still deciding. I like woke up too late to like really like have a firm perspective, but I obviously am dressed like trash. I meant to I got a haircut last week and
yeah, it looks good.
I do kind of feel like it's like Adam Rippon with Bedhead, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And I meant to work out this morning, but now mm-hmm. I'll have to work out tonight, so I'm just like figuring it out. I've been eating so much Halo Top, which is like giving me mixed feelings, but
is that weird yogurt?
No, it's ice cream, but
it's a bad ice cream. That's not ice cream.
It's like good vegan. Tasting, yeah, but it like
I think it tastes bad.
Oh, I think it tastes so good, but
cool. I want Shake Shack.
Me too. Want to get it after this?
Yeah,
I'll go over your lines with you.
Thank you.
I
he knows what I need.
I can't tell if I feel like right before I came here, I looked in the mirror and I was like, okay. I also feel really like I've been spending money too much, and sometimes that makes me feel less hot. Like yeah. when I'm doing it, it makes me feel hot, but afterwards, I'm like feel less hot. What I'm learning about myself is when I feel anxiety over anything, I feel not hot.
Uh huh.
And when I feel more comfortable.
Yeah,
that's like pretty normal, I would say.
Yeah, I think so too. I think everything I say is normal, but people are just so fucking afraid to talk about it, and that's why what I do here on this podcast is so brave and important.
Yeah, it's like a lot of walls being broken down and like boundaries being shattered,
and people say, oh my god, like I'm allowed to say that too, and I'm like, you're welcome for saving your life.
I feel like sort of hot today because I'm wearing like sort of this playful track pant and like I'm kind of fresh faced, but I have been sort of swooped my face.
Are those from Urban, can I just ask?
Actually, no, they're from
Plot
What's
twist.
It called? One of those resale.
ASOS.
No. Like thrift.
Secondhand.
Secondhand, yeah. Is that what it's called?
You can call it consignment, secondhand, thrift.
Yeah, whatever.
Vintage.
It's one of those.
All synonyms.
But I feel a little swollen from drinking too much, which is awesome.
That's how I feel most days.
Yeah.
Same.
That's cool. Whenever I'm like, I'm going to eat a lot, I'll be like, whatever, I don't drink. This would be like if I drank.
Yeah, you're good. You can do whatever you want. Literally, without that alcohol in your system, like, you will always look 12.
You always win.
Like, you always win. Your skin looks amazing. And you just mentioned your hair. I just want to say, I'm so jealous of your hair. Like, I all I want in my next life is to have hair like
Wait,
that.
Wait, go into it. What do you like about it? Because I can't figure my hair out.
Wait,
it's like,
what?
I can't figure
you
it out.
You just have like perfect, gorgeous, shiny, straight that like falls and it like probably blows in the wind and like your hairline is there and chic and it's like not in the middle of your head and you don't have an insane dry wig like I do. It's just like you look. It's perfect.
See, I'm noticing your arms, which look huge.
Yeah, I've been working out.
Very impressive.
Oh, I already commented to Kat once about how you'd been working out, and I saw it on Insta, so I don't need
now
to,
you're
like,
flexing
rehash
them.
It.
Now, you're not flexing.
Wait,
them.
Can you guys tell me what I look like?
Sorry. Oh, my God. I didn't see you there.
I'm Googling gay massage. Okay, let's do crush of the week.
Okay, I'm gonna say I started this before. I guess I'll just go for it. My crush of the week is the Baird sisters, but also the 30-year-old Baird sister who's younger. Mm-hmm. She has this boyfriend who's like 23 and very clearly gay, but they're both very Christian. And sometimes my goal was just to get so hot and like seduce him and just destroy their lives. Mm-hmm. But then also my crush of the week is Daniel from Revenge because I think he's so hot. Mm. He's just like hot Hampton. Always in like a nice like polo and like mm-hmm. just like really good body and face and I don't know, maybe it's bad, maybe it's too colonized that he's my crush of the week, but
like
I'll try to do better next week. And yeah, I think he's really high. He's just like so rich and powerful, but he like casts that aside
and he's just like such a douchey Chad, like white priv.
Yeah, but there's a torturedness to him.
Oh, for sure. There's a weakness. Wait. There, can I ask a question? Are you always chewing gum?
So I chew. Yeah, I know we're gonna do this again.
Sorry, I
chew nicotine gum.
Oh, hot!
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
That is so like Massachusetts and hot,
isn't it crazy? I've never smoked a cigarette. I'm gonna have to smoke cigarettes.
Wait,
to,
what?
I'm
gonna wait,
have to, I'm gonna
sorry.
Have,
you've never tried one?
Wait, that's
in
actually...
college once. I physically can't smoke. Like I'm always the person when I used to, if I would ever smoke weed, which wasn't really my thing. Like everyone would around me would have to like hold the bong and like tell me when to breathe, and then I would cough for 3 weeks. And it's like so that's I've never so liked cute. Smoking. I'm gonna have to start smoking cigarettes to quit the gum. But I just like picked it up because someone I knew in sobriety chewed it, and I was like obsessing over it because I'm like such an addict. And I was like, what are you getting out of this? Like, what is this thing? And I like, had a piece once and it was like, oh yeah, this feels like a little caffeine bit. And then I was fully addicted to it. Now I spend like $80 a week on it and I can't afford it. And sometimes my spit is yellow because of it.
You know who okay, is there a gay character on Revenge?
Yes.
I think he's the
younger brother.
This guy, right?
No, not the younger brother. That guy. He's bi. Yeah. He's bi.
No, but there's two of them. They have.
He's
they have
my
sex.
Crush of the week.
So, also, he's
his name is.
Oh wait, the
Gabriel
bi guy.
Man.
Oh, the billionaire bi guy. Mm-hmm.
He's the billionaire bi guy.
But his house is in Malibu. Like the house is Malibu.
But
he later
fucks Victoria, who's what's her name again? The actress who plays her. She's so
what,
good.
Madeline Stowe. He fucks Victoria.
No. Madeline Stowe's gay son that we like never knew about. Who's now Kevin on This Is Us? Who's famously hot.
So I like this actor because also he's the heartthrob in Josie and the Pussycats, which is my favorite movie ever. Who's your all's crush of the week?
I'm gonna go with Jay Cutler from Very Cavallari, who is the MAGA top that we were referring to earlier. This is Kristen Cavallari's husband, and he's just like
Jay
so
Cutler?
Mask and like such a dick, and he's always just like. They have like four islands in their kitchen,
fuck,
and he'll just
gross.
Be like sitting there, just be like, yeah, like whatever, and like chewing gum and like watching his like deer cam on his iPad, and he's in a trucker hat. I'm just like, oh,
God,
he's so
he's
hot.
Repulsive.
Let
no,
me see a
but he's such a like,
Let
he's
me see
just,
a
but he actually he holds it down. You know what I mean?
When someone wears a
no,
camo,
like he's obviously hot, but like he sucks.
When someone wears a camo hat, it's like, okay, you're fully psycho.
Wow, this is crazy to look at.
I love someone who's like huge and it's gonna make me feel like the tiniest little leaf in the world. That
you
could
like
just
that?
Okay, after this, what's your type?
Okay, so what's your crush of the week?
That Slovenian guy,
The architect,
Nathan, architect.
Where is he?
He's in probably in.
Is
at
he
work.
Like married with
Are
kids?
You guys?
No, he's straight. Because I was like, so do you want like to get an American wife? Because he was saying how he's to leave in like a year. And he was like, no, I want to go back to Slovenia because like that's where my family and friends are. And I thought that was so cute.
Oh my God.
That's so cute.
I love him. Nathan.
Yeah.
You'll show me a picture.
Mom, that's like really sweet.
Let's do what's your type.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my type is typically like hot.
Mm-hmm. Brave.
And I've been like, yeah, thank you. Like I notoriously date like only hot guys. I will say that usually my type like is very specific, and it's like literally like someone who's like this kind of 6'2" art hunk whose name is literally Arthur.
Okay, that's so hot.
I dated a guy named Arthur and then dated a guy named John Arthur, both for like 2 years.
Art hunk is so, it's hot.
But I'm trying sobbing. To okay, as she composed herself, I will say I'm trying to like I'm move crunching. Beyond that and kind of expand, like, because I think that that type is problematic, and it is this like kind of internalized homophobic like worshiping masculinity thing where you want this guy who's like straight acting, and like that's why I hated Call Me By Your Name before I saw it, because I just felt it perpetuates those stereotypes and those problematic fantasies.
You know what? It's so much fucking work to undo your internalized homophobia. I'm so like annoyed about it. Like
when,
I
know, like when do we,
you know what my favorite thing straight people will say, like when you like think
I'm listening,
when you think they're gonna be homophobic, they're like, I don't care, like you're the one making this a big deal. It's like, I'm sorry, I did not make being gay a big, like you all did that, you know what I mean,
you all with your culture that's just like constantly bombarding us with like men are like this.
Yeah, I didn't invent that it's weird to be gay, you know what I mean.
It's a lot to unpack. So I will give myself a medal.
Is your current boyfriend?
Well, so my current boyfriend is, well, he is like super tall and like super hot and like gorgeous and like definitely like very model.
He came to my brunch.
But you were busy.
What was I doing? Chatting.
We were chatting. It's a big apartment.
Huge.
It's absolutely massivo. But he is like younger and very like twinky or twunky, you might say. And so he's kind of against type for me, slightly.
Yeah.
Do you generally go with older?
I generally go with like same age. But anyway, so I think that I'm very brave for kind of stepping outside of my comfort zone.
I would have trouble dating a younger guy, I think.
As I said, start with a couple.
I would have trouble dating 4 younger guys ever.
Eric, what's your type? Your boyfriend's so cute.
He's so cute and so skinny. I've never met.
Who's your boyfriend?
Hey, who's your boyfriend?
You've got to meet him. He's amazing.
I gotta meet him.
My type is like anyone who will like come over to my apartment when I want to have sex.
Oh my god! Come
like,
all over your
love
apartment.
To host. I love to host, and I love that. I love when they compliment the my like, apartment.
See what I get.
Yeah.
You like guests. Is
yeah,
what
I love hosting. I love like, oh, do you need some water? And like, it gives me this chance to like tidy up. And it's like, I mean, what they look like does
but
not
it's because
like
you
matter
like
that much.
To be a hotel. That's what. Yeah. See, that's
you
what I'm getting.
You are a human hotel.
You are a human hotel.
Wait,
like, you want
great.
To
please
be
come
the
say.
Monocle magazine in the travel lounge, like on your way somewhere. You want to be this like always, like every morning, it's like remade, and as if no one was ever there.
And literally, how and why do we all do comedy?
Wait, and also
human hotel who like randomly does stand up.
Yeah, I mean, I have always said that I relate more to like buildings than people, and I think that's coming through in this pod.
That is amazing.
Wait, also, this is giving me an idea for an also segment, because I think it's so interesting that you love to host. Like, I think if you want to host or travel, it says so much about you. Like, I'm a famous traveler. Mm. I don't want you in my space. Mm. Like, I want to leave whenever I want. Like, the idea of someone being in my...
I'm a host.
You're a host. Mm-hmm. What are you... When you're on Grindr, she's the host.
I'm the host, Roddy.
I'm a travelist. I like to go somewhere, but I like to also stay there like forever and just like. And
no,
that's
Stephen is the last
starts,
one to leave.
If he starts to even imply that he like has to start
oh,
his day or something, I'm always just like, "What the fuck?" Like cuddle me forever.
It's 6 p.m.
It's like literally never let go of me, even though like you're disgusting and your like basement apartment is full of Bed Bath and Beyond art. Like never let go of
I'm
me.
I'm the opposite. After I come, I'm like, I wish I was gone 10 minutes ago. Like I got. To get
no,
out of
I
here.
Love to stick around and ruin lives. If I meet you once, I'm like, it'd be fun to do like a 3-day weekend getaway together.
Okay, yes or no, everyone you've ever made eye contact with is your boyfriend forever.
Yes.
Correct.
After I hook up with someone, I'm like, oh God, I wish you no longer existed. Is that healthy?
As you say this as you're like fingering another piece of Nicorette.
I know.
I love it. How long has it been? Okay, so we can maybe move on towards the wrapping of it up.
The wrapping of it up.
Our final segment. Are there any other segments we need to do? Any other things we want to address? Okay.
Is there a segment called Do You Have to Pee?
Oh,
I have
same.
To pee. I have to pee. That's how we'll wrap it up. We'll all pee at the same time. I know. I'm crashing. Okay, so the awesome show. It's time for the final segment. And it's going to take a while because there's a lot of us. Here's what we're going to do. We're each going to go by and say, are you mad at me to each person?
Okay.
This is such a like round robin pentagram.
So who should start?
You start.
I'll start. Okay. Let me think.
So you're going to ask.
No.
You know what? Can I just say a funny?
I'm telling you if I'm mad at you. I guess the segment's called I'm Mad at You.
I have to say one funny bit idea that I've already told Catherine. Whenever I'm eating dinner like with straights or something, like if it's like mixed company and I'm the only gay, I always say whenever the waiter comes to take orders, I always go ladies first, and then I go, and then me because I'm gay.
That's really cute. I love that. Oh, wait. Can I bring up something I just wanted to say earlier? Wait, because you were talking about straight people.
Yeah. Weird for me.
No, you were talking about those Christian sisters. Yeah. But I feel like straight people are obsessed with their like families in this way, and like cousins especially, something I've been noticing, in a way that like gay people never care about their cousins. But I always see straight people like talking about their cousins. We even know those two straight girls who literally have a shoe brand called Cousin Cousins.
Yes, and Cousin it's just Sandals.
Why are straight people...
Are they cute? The sandals.
I think that you would be into them.
They're leather.
Are they chunky?
I'm really into
my
cousins,
not.
Though.
Okay.
You are. So you completely debunk my theory.
My closest friends are my cousins.
Pat is this weird like family man.
I know. I kind of am.
Are you an anomaly or am I just wrong?
I think culture has made it so gay people are often not close to their family. I'm lucky. I'm really good friends with my brothers and sisters, and I'm also really good friends with my cousins.
I'm amazed by that.
I love you.
That's
really
super
sweet.
Positive.
Mm-hmm. I went to the Bronx to watch my little brother race last Saturday. Going out to Long Island to watch him race again on Saturday.
Cute. And he's in. Like,
but he likes
penny.
The sport that I. He likes the sport that I, if he was like playing basketball, I'd be like, sorry, I'm busy.
So you just like watching people like run?
Well, for him,
he's
like,
obsessed. Don't you know?
No, for my little brother, I'm so invested in his season because it's his junior year cross season at college, and he's worked so hard and he really deserves.
Do you
a good
like
season.
It because you only have to pay attention for the like 7 seconds in which they run by your location, and then you can like go back.
No, and it's 3 hours.
In cross country, I run around the course, so I'm at all different points of the course.
I can't. So you're running too?
And it's like, yeah.
You're running to watch. So you're running with them?
To spectate a cross country race. I'm so excited. NCAA cross country is starting. I'm so excited.
How do you spectate a cross country race?
You have to.
Why am I asking this?
There's two. If it's a course that you know well, you'll know different cut arounds to get to different points.
So you're beating them.
There's a good, like, the NCAA champs.
Why don't they run with you and then they can be faster?
Because you're going through, like, the.
Yeah, so why don't they do that and then they beat everyone else?
Because they have to stay on the course.
That would be cheating.
That was a really funny idea that I said there. Yeah. Hey guys,
some courses are better for spectating than others.
Hey,
some you can't
guys.
Right.
I'm so out of it. Okay, let me do Are You Mad at Me? I mean, what's it called? Are You Mad at Me? Right?
Yeah.
Steven, I'm not mad at you. I feel closer than ever to you now that I literally at this point I'm more of a model than a comedian, and I'm just so grateful that you were at the show so that I had someone to talk to and loiter with and look at my phone with. And I want to be clear, we were in a street style photo in Vogue. Just because we're in the background doesn't mean we're not the main part of the photo.
Thank you, yes.
Pat, I'm not mad at you at all. I'm so happy to see you. I'm excited to eat with you after this, and I love you. Eric, I'm not mad at you.
I knew this was going to happen.
But I'm just like, I feel like I know you actually less than before. I literally was like, Eric, my best friend. No, I'm not mad at you at all because I think that we should go to Home Depot together. And maybe watch them like mix some paint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they cut wood as well.
I like that too.
Sound fun.
Okay. I'd love to. I want to see your beautiful apartment.
Okay. Okay. I'm having you over.
I'm a travelista today.
Host travel.
Okay. Great. Steven, do you want to take the reins?
Okay. So, Kat, I'm not mad at you at all.
Cool.
You're famously the only person in New York who ever books me. I love your look. I love your vibe. I just think that what you're doing is just like super cool, and you're kind of bringing like a really different energy to the scene that I think is super necesito right now. Eric, I'm literally always mad at you. I am never not mad at you. But I also respect you so much, and you know, I think that we've been through everything together, and I'm just kind of excited to see what the next 20 years look like. But I'm not mad at you anymore about that email, but I was mad at you about it.
Wait, I actually have to insert and say I'm actually not mad at you either, because both of you have given me every cool thing that I've done in New York because of Talk Cool.
Oh, my God. I know.
Dazed, MoMA, take me. I'll go to hell with you guys.
It's fun.
Thank you.
It's fun to be cool, right?
You are cool, and yeah, you're my only connection to cool culture.
I do think being cool is cool. I will say that. I know it seems very like chill to be like, being cool is lame, but I kind of think being cool is cool, and it's not that big of a deal.
I'll literally be like the ball girl at your... whatever, like tennis thing. Like, yes. I feel like that's what's next.
Yes. So we are doing, yeah,
yeah, we have a tennis event.
Tennis.
I feel like you guys should do that.
It's like, okay, a vague tennis event. It's okay. Happening ever.
I love that. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Pat, I'm a little mad at you because in this weird way, I feel like you like don't have a crush on me. And it's like, I have like,
oh my God, this is getting hot.
A crush on you like for the first time I saw you at Catch Show, and then I like booked you, and I like always thought that you were just like so cute and like such a good structure.
This is amazing.
And then I'm always just being like, I just feel like he doesn't even like remotely see me in an erotic way. And that's, and I do like,
obsessed.
And I do kind of like have a problem with anyone who doesn't see me in an erotic sense. So totally. That's where that's coming from. At the same time though, like I have nothing but like deep respect for you, and I've actually seen a side of you that's like even more warm than I even thought.
Today.
Yeah. Yes, wow. Literally today.
Of all days. Why is it different than any other day?
Yeah, and this is the start of my play.
Yeah.
We open on Steven seeing Pat in a warmer light.
I can see the Samuel French right now.
There's a gun on the table.
Stop.
And I'm not mad at myself either. I don't know.
That's important.
And enough, that's like a new door to open in terms of like people.
That is a new door to open.
Talking about the relationship they have with themselves. But,
oh my God.
I'm really happy with myself, and I just for taking care of me.
Yeah.
This week. Great. And in other weeks.
Eric?
So I'm obviously like a little angry. Like I. I mean, I do feel, I mean, I'm first of all mad at myself.
No.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me? You're perfect.
I just fell in love.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Everyone's either a Steven or an Eric.
Steven, I'm furious at you.
Again, that is our thing.
Steven is always like claiming things about me that are completely untrue. He literally told me I didn't vote over DM. Like, he's always gaslighting me.
Did you?
I did. You didn't vote.
I voted.
Let's see the stickers.
I actually might have stickers.
Mine fell off.
I don't know. Okay, mine are gone.
I didn't get one.
Chic.
But I, you know, Steven and I have a meeting later today. So I think this is a good start to us. Like,
we're getting at our negative energy.
It's advice.
No.
We did that.
It's that guy that we talked about earlier. That like Panda vibe or something.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Panda Express Productions company.
Yeah.
Kat, I actually have an insane like crush on you.
Oh my God,
just, like,
same.
I just feel like you are always so positive.
No,
and I was saying that you are such a bitch, but you are able to turn that into being completely grateful for every single thing everyone gives you.
Honestly,
you follow up. You follow up to like everything anyone ever does with like thanks and graciousness.
Oh my God, this is making my day.
Yeah.
He talks
about you honestly all the time.
And I'm obsessed like, with you guys, you know that.
And he is, and he talks about this balance you strike.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how effortlessly you do it, and how warm and gracious it is, and how everyone wants to be part of your orbit.
Yeah, you bring people in, and
wow,
I love that.
I work very hard to that. Thank you so much.
It's been clocked.
Mm-hmm. I'm moved. Okay.
Pat, so I am not mad at you at all. I feel like there were kind of like crush vibes, like,
oh my God,
yes,
a while ago, but then I kind of like haven't seen you.
wait, there were crush vibes. I'm remembering this now.
Cool. So, and sometimes even, some people connect and some people don't, and that's
so I'm
fine.
Just it's great to like reconnect. I still feel like I actually am far. There's actually a mic like
there,
between
yeah,
us.
A physical
so
boundary.
In some ways, I feel like I haven't gotten to touch you
catheter
at all.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I also my bladder is about to explode, so I'll just end it there.
I'll do mine really quick. Always getting the short end of the straw. Oh my God, people misspeak each and every fucking day in this town.
Are you mad at us?
No, I'm not mad. That I just got incensed, but I'm over it. I'm not mad. I'm a little mad that I was like left to last. Now everyone's like done there. Are you mad at me? Now everyone's like, I have to pee.
Okay.
Well, it's like, I gotta come too.
Wrap it up.
Well, guess what? This is mutual oral, people. And now it's my turn. I'm not mad at Catherine. We had a gorgeous dinner on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I did a Louis C.K. drop-in set at her show.
You may be watching Drop.
And then we saw each other today. We literally spent 4 hours here on Wednesday.
Blocking the exit to club coming.
I'm screaming.
Op-eds were written.
And and so I'm not mad. I will go over her lines with her. And then Taco Boys, maybe we'll do your ISIS together. I'm so pleased to learn you guys both had crushes. Never. I can't call it a crush. I think maybe we don't, you guys don't maybe book me enough. I don't know.
I think you don't.
You've been booked. I think you don't know
how many people have crushes on you.
I think so too.
Cool.
Wow. Me and Sam Taggart have this joke or whatever. Someone that doesn't, this is not connected to you guys, but whenever anyone
feels like it, maybe. Whenever anyone,
all right, well, I'm sort of check out. Then.
Whenever anyone is like not booking us a lot, we're like, they're trying to erase me. But no, you guys don't try to erase me. I had so much fun doing your show. I think you guys are so funny. And I'm not mad.
Wow. I think this is my favorite episode yet.
Same.
Okay, so we're all going to go pee, and then we'll go get some food.
All right.
Okay, guys, wait, do you have anything you want to plug
for your career? Yeah, do watch my new show on V-Files. It's called Get in Line. It's kind of like a Billy on the Street if he were kind of like younger and hotter, and like it was like more
gay.
Me and gay. Yes. It's like, and like less of like a centrist. And it's youtube.com/V-Files.
Great.
Please, please, please stay tuned on Instagram. My shelves will be up soon.
Yeah.
And check them out on story, maybe even on the feed.
IGTV.
Amazing. Please like and subscribe this podcast. Tell your friends and DM us if you have questions you want answered on the pod.
Yeah, that's a new thing that I really want you guys to give advantage of, because it's going to be so helpful to you and also to your circles in which you swim.
And there'll be a time when we won't be able to answer all of them.
Because we'll be dead.
Okay. Love ya.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.